Well, we are in the middle of the cold and flu season, and some folks have already been suffering a little bit. There are ways to avoid some of those things. We're going to talk about that here this morning. We have Amanda Beierlein in with us this morning. She's the Chief Nursing Officer for the Cass County Health System. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I wish we didn't have to talk about this.
Unfortunately, it is the time of year where we visit about this, whether we like it or not.
Cold and flu season. The flu, obviously, a serious thing. We sometimes throw the word flu around pretty easily, but the flu is a serious thing, and there are ways to combat that. The first, I guess, would be to make sure you get that vaccination.
Correct. It is not too late to get your vaccination. We're actually seeing a large population still come in requesting their vaccination. We don't anticipate that we've seen the peak in the flu season yet. Often that comes later into the winter months, February, sometimes even as late as March. I spoke with our pharmacist yesterday, and we are getting a large shipment of flu vaccination, I believe, in today, so another 250 doses. Prior to that, we were running a little bit short in prioritizing those doses. But again, as of today, ready to vaccinate anybody who still needs their vaccination.
Does it kind of lessen as the winter season goes on? I think a lot of folks probably feel like they need to get their vaccinations like October, November, somewhere in there. But if they didn't and all of a sudden now it's January, well, it's probably too late.
You know, there is that thought sometimes. However, as soon as people in the community start to see that peak season hit, then I think we often see a second thought and they're like, oh, is it too late? And then we'll kind of see a late season rush. And some people come in as late as January and February and get their vaccination, and for good cause.
Sure. And we've had an uptick of confirmed cases of the flu, not just here, but in other parts of the state.
Absolutely. I actually just checked our numbers here at Cass County. And our influenza A numbers have been pretty consistent since the beginning of the flu season, which starts officially in October. We've been about 20 to 30% positive on our screens. Our influenza B numbers have increased just since the beginning of December. Our first case was confirmed in, I believe, the second week of December. And we're about 10% positive of screens as of just about a week ago. So seeing increases in influenza B and pretty consistent influenza A.
Should we do a scared straight thing here real quick? Should we tell them what are they in for if they actually do come down with a case of either A or B?
They can expect fevers, body aches, chills, cough, runny nose. It is not uncommon to see upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, but more often that happens in younger people, so pediatric patients. I think oftentimes people confuse flu, stomach flu, with influenza. The symptoms can look similar, but not always. I would say the biggest complaint, though, fever and body aches. Sometimes you'll hear patients say, I feel like I've been hit by a train.
You're going to go through a period where you're just not going to feel very good.
You're not going to want to get out of bed. It's been a couple of years since I've had influenza, but it hit me pretty hard, and I was down for a couple of days.
And in some cases, hospitalized.
Absolutely. We have had a number of hospitalized influenza cases already this year. Usually those cases of hospitalizations are pediatric patients or elderly patients. Those are the patients that usually see complications, whether it's a secondary bacterial infection such as pneumonia or just weakness that comes along with it that is just a little too much to handle for those patients.
Sure. Well, and you know, you hear folks talk sometimes about things like, well, it hasn't even been a bad winter, so would that be really bad? It really doesn't have anything to do with the weather. It has to do with the fact that we tend to spend more time indoors together with each other.
Correct. I actually did an interview yesterday and said the same thing. Oftentimes over the holidays, we're all in confined spaces with larger crowds and maybe not quite as mindful as we should be to take some of those precautionary measures. Hand washing, covering your mouth and your nose if you sneeze, and maybe not even with your hand, but the crook of your elbow, and then keeping our own hands away from our faces, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, because those are portals for the virus to enter the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And throw those Kleenexes away. I don't like seeing those used Kleenexes out on the desktop.
Right. Desktop, pockets, no need. You can just get a new Kleenex with each event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those who fear that, well, I don't want to get a flu shot because I might actually get the flu or I might get sick from it, it's not an active vaccine.
It is not. And you may have some minor aches and pains, mm-hmm. And obviously some site soreness. Even if you do get the flu after being vaccinated, oftentimes your symptoms will be decreased as compared to getting the flu without the vaccination. So your course of illness should be shorter and less intense.
It's easy, it's very accessible, and it's not very expensive either.
Not very expensive at all. Most insurance plans cover it at no cost. Out-of-pocket cost for an uninsured patient is minimal, and vaccines for children cover a lot of patients in the county at no cost at all. So the great thing about our immunization room up the at the clinic is that you can come in without an appointment. You could just check in, and we'll get you in.
Very good. I'll turn the page a little bit here, too. The flu is, of course, a very serious thing. We want to make sure you get out and get that taken care of before you come down with anything. But another issue that we run into this time of the year, and state health officials have been warning us that they're seeing an uptick in RSV. First of all, what is that?
RSV is a respiratory syncytial virus. It is a pretty serious virus, especially, again, for our very young and our very old. This virus is something you hear a lot amongst new parents. I think you'll see a lot across social media, don't kiss the baby, don't kiss the baby. It's really because they're concerned that a premature baby, a brand new baby, is going to come down with this particular virus. And then again, a secondary infection, pneumonia, bronchiolitis, some of those more serious complications that come along with RSV.
Well, it seemed like anything that has to do with respiratory can morph into other things then too and cause other issues.
Very quickly can either influenza or RSV kind of crash a patient who's immunocompromised, very young, very old, or have other comorbidities. So for those patients, it can look like, we're doing okay, and then they can take a turn very, very quickly. That's why we like to keep a close eye on them. So if you're seeing symptoms, fevers that you can't control with Tylenol or ibuprofen, or wheezing, respiratory distress, that's when you definitely need to be seen by a provider.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes RSV a little bit difficult sometimes is because we go through, most of us get a cold at some time mm-hmm. during the winter months, the sniffles, something. How do you distinguish between that and something more serious like RSV? Because there's sometimes not a lot of difference.
Again, these diagnoses, both RSV and influenza, are viral. So what you're managing here are your symptoms. And if your symptom management becomes too difficult at home, that's when you escalate it to the level of a healthcare provider. So fevers that are not able to be controlled, really watching respiratory signs in whether it's your loved one, your friends, your children. If you're hearing wheezing, if your coughing is really uncontrollable, or you're seeing copious amounts of sputum, so unable to maintain an airway, those are the moments when you need healthcare attending and likely intervention.
Better safe than sorry.
Correct.
The cost of a doctor visit, your copay or whatever it would be for the office visit, probably worth it when you start to look at some of the things that can ramp up, because that can get bad very quickly, right?
Bad very, very quickly. Oftentimes, if you haven't made it into your primary care provider in time, your primary care provider can bump you straight to the ER and maybe even to an admission into the hospital. So better safe than sorry. So if you're seeing those symptoms, unable to control that fever with alternating doses, just make a call into one of our clinics. And actually, we are on a protocol where we bypass the appointment. We'll send you right in for a screen at our lab. And when those test results come back, we'll implement symptom management based on risk and benefit.
You bet. And since these are both viral infections, whether it's the flu or RSV, these spread rapidly amongst people. So
they
take
do.
Care of yourself. You're also taking care of other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, kind of coughing into the crook of your elbow rather than your hand, washing hands.
Washing hands is such an easy thing to do, and it's so important.
And, staying home when you're have symptoms present. I know we are all dedicated to the work we do and the commitments we make, but it is really better to keep our population healthy, our community healthy, so that we're not spreading it amongst all of our friends and family.
Well, you just think of how many different places. We traditionally talk about things like doorknobs and what have you. We don't realize how we sometimes spread those germs, but so many of us sit at desks with keyboards. We're using the mouse all day. Sometimes somebody might slide into your desk, use the same setup that you're using real quick. So, you know, things like that. It's so simple and so innocent to pass those germs along.
Absolutely. Grocery carts.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
All those things.
Yeah, so many ways. So, yeah, watch out for those kinds of things. And I know we're kind of, seems like we're late in the season now, about midway through that season, but we're seeing that uptick. And as Amanda mentioned, we're seeing those numbers rise a little bit. So need to be vigilant about that. We don't need any severe outbreaks, and we certainly don't want to see anyone get very, very ill from these types of things that can be controlled.
Yep. Again, not too late to get your vaccination.
Very good. And it's plentiful. It's available at a number of different places, including the health facility here in the county.
Correct.
Amanda, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good information. Thanks for help keeping us healthy.
Great. Thank you. Everybody stay healthy as we continue throughout these winter months.